You are listening to Illinois Edition and The Scene with me, Rachel Otwell, and...
And me, Scott Fingold, here from the Illinois Times.
And we are here, per usual, to talk about happenings in the region when it comes to art and culture and the like. Later in the show, Chris Vellillo will be with us. He has a concert series at the Illinois State Museum in Springfield to talk to us about. But first, we're going to get into a few other events going on in the area. So let's get right to it, Scott.
Sure. This Friday at 6 o'clock in Springfield at the Demo Project Gallery, there's going to be an event that's been going on for a couple months, but I think the word's just starting to spread out about it. They do a show of new art once a month, and then halfway through the run, Adam Nicholson of the Sala Group does a literary event there where he invites writers to come and perform pieces that are inspired by the work in the show. So right now, the Nobody's Home show is still on display with work by a few different artists, and Adam Nicholson has invited artists to come look at the work, and then they will be performing it for an audience that comes there at 5:30. So, it's at 6 p.m. that day at Demo Project. So that's kind of a unique event, trying to sort of bridge a couple of different art forms, the music and the literature, and get some new work there for people to witness. Over at the SAA Collective in the Hoagland Gallery, Seen and Felt is the name of the show over at the SAA Collective, which does open at 5:30 at the Hoagland in the art gallery there. It's going to feature the work of painter Delinda Chapman, sculptor Mary Francis, and painter Mary Ellen Strack. And there's also going to be an artist's talk hosted by Jeff Williams, who will be interviewing the three artists about their work. So a little dialogue going on there.
And then one more event in Springfield to talk about. This one's taking place Saturday morning, 9:30 to 11:30. There will be a historic tour of the Illinois State Capitol. However, the focus of it will be on the architecture. The first floor will be toured. There will be opportunities to photograph the rotunda, dome, the grand staircase, and some of the artwork that's around. So either it seems like people are either always in the Capitol or never go to the Capitol. And even if you do go on the regular, there's probably lots of things you're missing out on by not paying attention. True. So this is a chance to go with fresh eyes to take a look at the interesting architecture there. And so again, meeting at the Capitol from 9:30. The tour goes until 11:30.
All right.
So there you go. And then incredibly critically acclaimed movie, one of the best.
Yeah, right? One of the best movies ever made, or actually I should probably say one of the worst movies ever made by consensus, is Playing, the cult film The Room, quite inadvertently acclaimed as one of the biggest failures to ever become a success. Tommy Wiseau's masterpiece will be shown as The Late Show in Champaign at the Art Theater both Friday and Saturday. Unlike a lot of bad movies, this where you kind of just tune out and then just kind of get out of the situation as often as possible, The Room has a certain fascination as the narrative and acting and all kind of piles up into an incredible train wreck you can't really look away from. It actually, for as bad as it is, it's more entertaining than some better made films because of that. This one isn't going to boast an appearance by Tommy himself, although I've witnessed a couple of those. He's quite the magnetic / repellent personality at the same time, but his charms will be on full display. There's a new movie coming out about the making of The Room based on Greg Sestero's memoir about his enduring life with Tommy as the film was being made. And that's going to star the Franco brothers, actually. James Franco's playing Tommy Wiseau, and his brother, whose first name is eluding me, is playing Greg. But anyway, if you haven't experienced The Room and you have even a little bit of masochism in your personality, go check that out at the Art Theater in Champaign. You will / won't be disappointed.
Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then in Bloomington, mm-hmm. some music you'd like to talk to us about?
Why not? There's a prog metal instrumental band, a pretty highly acclaimed group called Animals as Leaders, that's going to be performing at the always fun Castle Theater. Here's a little bit of what those guys sound like. That was a little bit of music by Animals as Leaders, who will be performing Saturday night in Bloomington at the Castle Theater.
All right, so you're listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition. We're joined now by Chris Villillo. He has quite the past as far as music and Illinois, and he is organizing Music at the Museum. It's a new monthly concert series he's producing in conjunction with the State Museum in Springfield. Had been closed for a while, open again. He says the series will feature the best in contemporary and traditional folk and acoustic music of all styles. We started by talking about how he got into music.
Well, actually, I did not begin my career as a musician. I actually got my degree in archaeology and was a professional archaeologist in Illinois for about 3 years, and ultimately decided that was not what I wanted to do. So I gave that up and became a folk singer. However, that love of history and that sense of culture from the archaeology and anthropology kind of blended in with my love of music. And in the middle of the 1980s, I was involved documenting the last of what they called the pre-radio generation of musicians here in rural Illinois. And from that point forward, I began to focus more on a combination of original songs and historic music from the Midwest, particularly Illinois.
And did the background with the archaeology, does that intersect with the music at all? Do you see those things relating to each other?
Very much so. I've actually kind of combined the archaeology more into a folklore type of thing and have done several specific folklore projects. But then taking that and moving it forward, I use a lot of that historic material into a very content-heavy performance. So I do a lot of shows that use historic music as a vehicle to explore a subject. Things like Abraham Lincoln's life, or most recently a project called O Freedom Songs of the Civil Rights Movement. And the music is this vehicle to go and look at these different historical things from a more grassroots perspective, if you will.
And so there's an upcoming series at the Illinois State Museum that we're going to get more into called Music at the Museum. Makes sense. So maybe just start, though, by telling us what was the inspiration for this, why you wanted to do it.
Well, for the past 25, give or take, years, I have been producing a similar series at the Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum. And this happened at a time when the museum had shut down the burial site and was looking for programming, and I had been doing this series at other locations, and we kind of decided it was going to be a mutually rewarding combination to put the two together. The idea now is to bring that concept to Springfield, where we have this beautiful 200-seat facility in the basement of the Illinois State Museum, and partner with the State Museum to create a series of concerts that would be affordable, that would be featuring outstanding professional entertainers, but would also have somewhat of a touch and a relevance to Illinois history and heritage and culture. And the museum was the perfect place to do this with.
And so the, excuse me, These will be every second Thursday of the month for the next year, starting May 11th, next week. And so you'll be performing, and we'll get a little preview of what that sounds like. You've brought a guitar with you. The other band is the Burr Oak String Band. What can you tell us about them?
Well, this is a group of local musicians that combine old-time music, bluegrass music, and contemporary folk songs. They have a wonderful repertoire that represents the heritage and history of Illinois, and it's a very lively and entertaining group. Should be a lot of fun to play with them. And we'll do some things together as well.
Do you have any other sense of who else will be playing for the coming year?
We've got a great lineup of artists in place for the 2017 season. We'll have our first official concert on June the 8th, the second Thursday, and we're bringing in a duo from Wisconsin called the Yellowbelly Sapsuckers, and they're fairly new on the market, but they do wonderful original songs that sound like they were written in the 1920s and 30s. They've got an authentic old-time sound and feel.
The money. Pockets stay empty no matter how I try. Can anyone say how I'm gonna get by? The money's run dry. I woke up this morning quite early. My troubles came calling, disturbing my slumber. I went to the kitchen to write them.
And they throw in some of the old-time music as well. And they look and act the part. Husband and wife team, wonderful, wonderful music. Following them, an incredible act out of the Chicago area, Switchback, who combines Celtic music and American roots music in a very, very dynamic performance.
Another round.
In August, one of the best acoustic blues duos currently touring, Felisco and Noden from the greater Chicago area, and it's the classic fingerstyle guitar and harmonica.
Well, I'm on the move and I'm making my own way.
And in September, another group from Wisconsin, Patchouli, that plays world music and will actually incorporate a whole series of visual elements into their performance through slideshows of the art that one of the performers creates himself.
Can you talk a little bit about the variance of folk music for those who aren't fans of the genre? They might kind of see it as one big thing.
Sure.
And how that correlates with a museum setting.
Well, you know, folk music isn't just one style of music. It encompasses all manners of things. And that's one of the points we really want to focus on with this series. We'll be looking at blues, folk, ethnic music, bluegrass music, maybe even early country, some singer-songwriter. The idea is to find all of these musics that reflect the heritage and culture of the region and present them in the context that only a museum can give you. Not only can our performers get up there and play songs, but they'll be able to tell you a little bit about the history of these songs, how they tied into the region, and a lot of them have wonderful personal anecdotes they'll weave into the program as part of their presentation.
We'll link you to more information on this at illinoisedition.org. But in the meantime, if people want to stay abreast of what's happening with the museum concert series, Music at the Museum, Illinois State Museum in Springfield, what's the website for that?
Well, the website is already up, and you can go see everybody we have lined up through the end of 2017. And the URL or the web address is museumconcerts.com. Very simple and easy to remember.
All right, Chris Valillo, we have a segment we like to do called Song of the Week. And so you brought in an instrument today. Tell us a little bit about what song you'll be doing for us.
Well, first let me tell you about the instrument I've got. This is a 1936 wood-bodied dobro, and I'll use the sawed-off top of a bottle of Italian Pinot Grigio to perform an old style called bottleneck slide guitar. And since I know we're going to do something we wanted an Illinois kind of song, I'll do a bottleneck slide version of an old fiddle tune that every musician in Illinois has picked at one time or another called Old Joe Clark. Would have been one of the earliest tunes to come into the state. Thank you.